Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, March 9th, 2018. We have 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisories on the Columbia River bar today, and we have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas overall in effect until this morning, and then later on things should calm down a bit. On the Columbia River bar, we have combined seas 5 to 7 feet today, subsiding a little bit later tonight. Seas are temporarily going to build to around 10 feet with breakers possible during the max ebb current period around 10:15 a.m. and around 11 p.m. this evening. Earlier in the week when I was talking about the winds that we were having yesterday, I thought they might whip up some seas. The Columbia River bar is on yellow status this morning. That'll probably change later on in the day, but probably as a result of the effect of those gale force winds whipping up the waves out there. So the pilots may be being cautious about bringing in certain ships across the bar until things calm down later on. So that status should go back to green later on in the weekend. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20, becoming west to 5 knots. Wind waves from the west 1 foot at 4 seconds, and southwest swells 8 feet high at 10 seconds apart. Well, today I wanted to talk to you about a kind of a maritime news item, something that is going on right now on the kind of the other side of the world from us, so to speak. There's a fire on board a container ship, and I've talked about fires on board ships before. But this is an actual news item that's happening right now. And one of the things I try to do on the Ship Report is sort of bring those of us who live on land, on board ships, at least in our minds, to empathize and understand what life is like for people on board ships. So when people are out there many miles from sea, out of sight of land in many cases when ships are traveling, they are really on their own if something goes wrong. You know, here on land we think, oh, we'll call the fire department, we'll call the Coast Guard, we'll call 911. That, you know, there is no 911 at sea when you're way far away from where help could get to you quickly. So this is a story from gcaptain.com, which is that great maritime news portal that I always like to tell you about. I want to read you some of this story about what's happening on board and talk a little bit about it with you. The chances of finding the 4 missing crew members on the container ship Maersk Honam alive are fading as the fire aboard the vessel rages for the 3rd straight day, Maersk Line said in an update on Thursday. And Maersk, by the way, is one of the biggest shipping lines in the world. We don't get any of those Maersk ships here on the Columbia, but if you go to Seattle, look around, or if you just look at semi-trucks on the road, you'll see a container with the word Maersk, M-A-E-R-S-K, the name Maersk on it, that indicates that at one point it was on a ship that was owned by the Maersk Line. Here's a quote from Seren Toff, chief operating officer of Maersk. While search operations continue, the hope of finding our missing colleagues is fading. We are in contact with their families, and they know that tragically the time passed decreases the likelihood of their finding their loved ones alive. Our thoughts and prayers go to them. The nationalities of the 4 missing crew members are 2 Filipinos, 1 South African, and 1 Indian. All are male. The news comes after one of the evacuated crew members died from injuries sustained in the fire, the first confirmed fatality in this incident. 2 additional crew members were seriously injured and have been transferred to an Indian Navy vessel for medical care after their condition worsened on Wednesday. The remaining 19 crew members who were evacuated are currently on board the container ship ALS Ceres en route to Southwest India, where medical professionals and crisis psychologists have been arranged, said the company. So the 343-meter, this is over 1,000 feet long, motor vessel Maersk Honam reported a serious fire in one of its cargo holds on Tuesday of this week as the ship was underway in the Arabian Sea, 900 nautical miles southeast of Oman. One of the 27 crew members on board, 23 were evacuated. So this brings up a number of things that I can talk about with you. And one is that ships come to help one another when there's something wrong. There's sort of a part of maritime law that you have to, but also kind of an unwritten part of the unwritten code of honor of the sea is that mariners help one another. So the nearest ships turned and I'm sure made a beeline for this vessel when they heard something was going on. And some of these people were able to be, crew members were evacuated to a fellow vessel in the sense another vessel in the world's merchant fleet. But there is still a serious fire raging on board this vessel. And if you look online, I'm sure you can find a YouTube picture, at least a photograph of a horrendous fire on board this vessel. So what's happening on board? Here you have a metal vessel. Things down in the engine room are always hot and noisy anyway. The temperatures are very high down there in certain places because of the heat generated by the engines. But when you have a fire, the whole ship starts to heat up. It's metal. I've mentioned before that if you try to, they probably have firefighting equipment to some degree on board. They use their, as much as they can, their own equipment to fight the fire. But basically, any liquid that gets on the deck, once the temperature reaches the boiling point, which it can in a serious fire, the water will start to boil, which creates its own hazard as it is. Now, very hard. I mean, people can evacuate into lifeboats for sure, but this is their universe out there. This is their home, their neighborhood, where they work, where they live. And there's always that decision that has to be made in any crisis on board is, when is it bad enough to evacuate? Another issue is that all ships, we saw this in the cruise ship that was wrecked off of Italy, the Costa Concordia, that vessels of any kind have lots of caustic chemicals on board, anything from cleaning agents to laundry detergent to oils and chemicals on board that are in hydraulic systems. And when they start to burn, caustic fumes can arise. So there are all sorts of threats to people who are on board vessels that are on fire. And firefighting on board ships is its own specialty in the firefighting world. And in fact, out at our Tongue Point Mertz facility, there's a firefighting kind of a division there, that part of what they do is they can teach mariners how to fight fires on board vessels. It basically involves being very very aware of the hazards in small, tight spaces and the need to simply leave the vessel as quickly as you can when something goes wrong. So this vessel continues to be on fire. Maersk said in an update that firefighting capabilities are approaching the area as the fire on board the vessel continues. So they're probably sending fire boats, but when you're in a vessel that's way offshore, it takes time to get resources to you to help you. So this is just a kind of a heartbreaking story about something. So this is a ship full of containers. One of those containers evidently caught fire, or something near one of them caught fire. And who knows what is in the other containers that could be flammable in their own way. So this is just kind of a hellish situation that people are having to deal with out there on that vessel. And just an example of how each ship is like a little island. And the people on board, you can see the people on board are from all different nationalities, but from what I've learned from interviewing people over the years, that when people do serve on a vessel like this together, they do become like a family, even though they may be from different parts of the world and speak different languages. And so the crew members are probably pretty traumatized right now about the losses of their fellow, the people that they work with on board that vessel. So send your good thoughts to those folks, that they get that fire under control and that the people who are missing are found alive. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.